I think those are two conflicting messages. They are two conflicting messages, and neither of those messages deal with SMEs that start their own indigenous businesses and have intellectual capital or intellectual property and are doing something. None of any of that has anything to do with actually developing organic homegrown businesses. And I think that's where the failing is. It's betraying the cause that the whole program of indigenization is set out for, because the whole point is to empower local people.